number 13072, James O'Donnell seeks a special use exception for a tent for special purposes for a period exceeding 3 days. Section 115-97A. The property is located on the southeast side of Vines Creek Road, approximately 500 feet southeast of Falling Point Road. The 911 address is 30968 Vines Creek Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is LI1. The tax map is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 37. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return, and zero math.
Zero math. I like that, Ms. Norman. Here we're on a Monday. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James O'Donnell, 712 Riverside Road, Salisbury, Maryland, 21801.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
I've been looking to put my craft trailer somewhere, and Harry Jarvis is a friend of mine, and I approached him and said, would this be something that you'd be willing to help me out with? And he said, most definitely. So going through the process, I was informed that I should probably have a tent out there for the people. So that's basically why I'm here, is to get a variance, because I'm assuming according to code, you can only have a tent for 3 days, I believe. But I'm all new to this, so I'm just here to ask a favor upon you guys at the...
So I'll start with this. Okay. So what you have is a food truck that is going to be operating on this property. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you're looking to have a tent that will be able to serve the patrons of that food truck?
No, it's all to go. It's more for convenience for the heat.
Okay. So you can keep...
There's nothing, no tables, no sit down, no, it's all come get them and go on your way.
Okay. So would people come and pick them up, or is it your
Correct.
Staff that picks them up?
I mean, if you pre-order, you come pick them up, or you can come, and it'll take about 15 minutes to get them ready, so it'd be like a convenient place for them to stand
okay.
instead of being out in the sun.
Okay, and basically. Keep the food from spoiling if there's any...
Yeah. Well, it's all steam crafts.
Okay.
So it takes about 15, 20 minutes to cook them. So it's more convenient. Convenience for the customer, so they're not in the heat, basically, or in the sunlight.
How large is the tent?
10 by 10, just enough for a few people to hang out underneath. It seemed like that's...
Where on the property will the tent be located?
Right next to the trailer. It's on the furthest west point of Harry's property, back up in that corner on the west point. Yeah, back up in there. Yep.
What else is that property used for?
That's North Star HVAC.
So it's got a commercial aspect to it, people coming and going?
Yes.
How many employees will you have at that site?
Probably just my son and I for right now. This is all trying to figure it out. So.
Now, this is a food truck, so it's portable. You might take it to a different location at times.
Well, it's so big, it's not really convenient. It is portable, but you need like a 350 to get it out, or like you can't just, it's a little bit of a doing to get it out, but it is portable.
Okay. The tent itself,
mm-hmm.
How are you going to secure that tent?
Just the weights on the bottom and secured lines.
All right, so there will be nailed in lines that
mm-hmm.
secure it down?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so if a hurricane or
big,
yeah, if
we got a storm like we just got, I would definitely put it away.
Okay.
Yep.
What are the hours of operation for it?
11 to 7, 7 days a week.
Is it going to be lit inside, or is it just going to be the only,
no.
I mean, it sounds like daylight hours.
No, perfect. It's all daylight hours, yeah.
What are the neighboring properties used for?
Well, Well, the HVAC, there's an abandoned one across the street on the corner. Then there's a house directly across the street. But, and then on the west side, I think that one property is vacant, it's just all woods. And then there's that single residential just west of that property. That's up on stilts. Now, I think there's another commercial property as you keep going west on that bend.
How long of an approval are you seeking?
Excuse me?
How long of an approval are you seeking?
I'm just going to be there for 6 months. So I'm trying to get open now, and then usually mid-October is about when everything's done down here seasonally.
Okay, are you looking just for this year then?
Well, I mean, I was under the assumption if I could get it, I could get it for five. So,
but the board can approve
it's up to you.
Up to 5 years.
Right.
But they can put conditions on how long it's to be up.
Right.
You know, typically, we don't have a tent that's up permanently.
Right.
You know, that's...
I mean, once the season's done, the tent's going to be down.
Okay. So you're looking for the...
Do I need to go through it next year if I say a year, or can I just ask for
Well, it depends
longer?
What the board decided to do.
I mean, I'd rather ask
They
for
could
longer,
require you to come back annually, or they could... give you a longer term, if they so approved it, they could give you a longer term one, but require that you only have it up a certain time of the year.
Correct.
So what you're saying is like April through March, what are the dates you
Well, I would like to have been open April 15th to October 15th, but that's obviously coming on this year, but for next year, that would be the time frame. And usually somewhere around October, crab business is done anyway.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if the board has any questions.
I do. Is there any permits necessary for you to have this commercial enterprise?
Well, I have a business license. So that's...
Okay. My concern would be that there is an approval given for a variance to operate by the Board of Adjustment, and I'm assuming that there are other... maybe erroneously, that there are other regulatory agencies that would determine whether or not you can open a commercial enterprise. That would be question one.
Okay.
Question two would be, are you renting this land? Are you holding?
I'm working on an arrangement with Harry Jarvis and with North Star. HVAC.
Okay, and are you holding them harmless in the event of a liability matter?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
How many trips a day do you forecast with traffic?
Me?
Yeah. How many in and outs do you think you'll have there an hour or a day, per se?
Per customers?
Yes.
I'm hoping for more than less, but...
I understand.
I'm gearing on a number in my head that I to generate daily, which would make it comfortable for the season, considering it's only going to be me and my son. But it would only take about 15 to 20 people to hit that number. So say if they all bought a dozen crabs. So I could sell 20 dozen crabs in a day, I'll be great. So, not looking to get rich, I'm just looking to do something, basically. God gave me way too much energy, and I like coffee.
Mr. Williamson.
I'm very familiar with that area. It's right, kind of a neighbor here. Do you foresee any issues, because you do know there's a nice little curve there on Vines Creek Road. Do you foresee any like vision issues coming from?
No, because we're
off the road enough.
It'd be farther off the road.
How
it
far?
Would actually be worse for me because they'll probably be by me by the time they're going
true.
East.
Very true.
But I'm just banking on the more people that go back and forth on 26, the more they'll know I'm there.
Do you know an approximation of how far you're going to be physically off of Vines Creek Road?
I would, probably to the wall, maybe 25, 30 feet, a little bit over it, something like that. I'm behind the tree line, so they don't see me. They'll probably see, once they get to me, they'll see me, but not before that turn.
Going east, going west, east, they'll catch
correct.
You.
Correct, going west, they should be able to see me. But I'm also banking that people are going to be going back and forth every Friday and Sunday or whatever the...
Are you going to shorten your hours? Because the, and Mr. Sharp brought up a good point about the if it's going to be lit. October 15th, 7 o'clock, it's pretty...
I probably won't be there. Yeah. I might not
April
even be
15th,
there until
the
7.
Same.
Yeah, because it's all a guess right now. I'm assuming that my busiest time will probably be mid-afternoonish. And once they got off the beach and figuring out what they want to eat, either get crabs or pizza or whatever they're going to get, and they're going to go back to wherever they're staying. And I'll probably be sitting there doing nothing between 5 and 7. So I'm not going to do that. If there's no business after 5, I'm closing at 5. Like, to me, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not close enough to the beach that I'll get just, oh, let's go get crabs right now. Like, I'm definitely a destination, being, what is it, 7-8 miles away from Bethany.
Especially with the off season. It being off season, I'd, you know,
well,
you probably, that's to your
usually,
point.
Yeah, usually after Labor Day, then most people cut their hours back to 5 days a week or 4 days, and then as you get late September, you're down to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you're just hoping for anybody that's coming down on good weekends or whatever. And then when it's over, it's over. When they stop coming, they stop coming.
Thank you.
All
right.
Mr. O'Donnell, we have a signature on the application from Mr. Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other documents from him indicating that he's okay with you doing what it is you're proposing
just,
to do?
Just that, and being friends with Harry for 7 or 8 years. We do have a proposed lease agreement, but neither one of us has signed it yet because it's kind of just been dragging on longer than we thought. But he's willing to lease it to me 6 months out of the year for as long as I want to be there.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything from the board further? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13072 for Mr. James O'Donnell and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move we approve case number 13072 for Mr. O'Donnell. But I'm going to put a number of conditions on the requested special use. Number one, I'm hesitant about granting a 5-year on anything until the other conditions are in play. And so they, in my mind, as I stated, I think conditions of all appropriate regulatory permits and requirements of licensure would have to be obtained from that standpoint. I'd like to see, I almost feel like I'm crossing a line here in terms of a business relationship between you and Mr. Jarvis along the way, because the other condition being, maybe I should just leave it at that, that all regulatory licenses and permits are in play for the business to operate. The liability question rests between you and the owner of the property. And I would assume that you'd I shouldn't assume anything that you'd have an agreement approved by council to do that. I would put my motion in effect for a 2-year period of time, with operating within April 1 and November 1 of any year, to be determined by you along the way. That's my motion.
So no request for like a lease agreement between the between him and the owner?
I don't know if we can.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you, I mean, in theory you could, but at the same time we do have the I think the we have something in the record that the owner has signed. He's aware of this and
I'll second the motion.
One thing I would ask, just before I forget, Dr. Carson, would you want the applicant to have to submit copies of those licensures and approval to the Planning and Zoning Department as part of that condition?
If they're required, yes.
Mr. Williamson,
I'll second that.
Okay, thank you.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I, too. Vote of 3-0, sir, your case is approved.